The land where we dey do this work, investor come and give money and come with power saw and chop chop with palm tree them where we been dey cut for produce palm oil. Them plant say yo. Them promise we say them go come help we.
Amba bumu no akuto amfor so sotoni. Asondo we for so sotoni. Ante mante na gese amfeta ngamoy ngamponchia. Ai mako kakante school. Wa moya fuma lomo tabi ya champu sara moyang. Ankara tba money.
Them voice tendi. Na few among thousand women voice them na Pusloko district, especially na Bureka Semakonte chiefdom, where they suffer as they fight for their livelihood after the Sierra Leone Agriculture SLA, where na United Kingdom Company been signed a 50-year land agreement with landowner them na the chiefdom for over 40,000 acres of land. This large-scale land occupation for oil palm plantation displaced over 30,000 landowner and user them na Potloko district, and most of them na woman them we no land book. And all them depend on farm work and forest products them for their survival. By 2017, the SLA company don't plant palm tree them na all the 40,000 acres of land, and later decide for sell the plantation them to other company. We landowner them say they not aware for the deal. Chijan Ayob Joke na community activist na the chiefdom. We don't they work with different organization them for get trying to affected landowner and user them na the community.
The issue of this land issue dated way back 2011 to 2012 when a British guy by the name of Kelvin Godlington became with a company with the Sierra Leone Agriculture Company. He became acquire about 42,000 hectares of land na Bure Kase and Makonte chiefdom for oil palm plantation. And when he came take over, initially we in Kevli Goliti in Kanae Bridges, na Bridges man then the Pulemisabi, and then go to agreement. Later, then come see Indian man and come where Kevin Goliti get for to sell over the company to Indian man then where then self can take over now the Sierra Leone agriculture plantation. But according to the agreement where Kevin Collington be signed with stakeholders like the paramount chiefs, the landowners, them, a clause there in the agreement will say if the company want for transfer ownership to that person, then for seek the consent of the landowners. But when Kevin Collington be ready for sell over to the Indians, them, that not be happen. We make it get them get a standstill between the company and the paramount chief of Kashe, when a paramount chief PC by Buga Salubu, the older clause. That no, they don't get no rights for sale, and you're not going to recognize the Indians, them business, because they don't breach the clause in the agreement. We say they for seek the consent of landowners before they transfer ownership. So that point, they be there with SLA and the landowners, there are a lot of issues taking over the land. The woman, they're not be to get enough place again for work, for do their backyard gardening. The woman, they're not be to get access again for find the native medicine in them way, they be done the puna them bush and them. Even the youth man, they will be they do hunting, not be able to go inside them bush again for hunting, forget bush meat, we people they be not used to. So those are a lot of challenges will be happening. The woman, they get some wild fruits they give they get from them bush and they, like malumbu, the other wild fruits they where they can take black tumbler, can sell, they be they get small money than they, where they go buy pepper, maggi for the tumbler, and then homes them. All anything and the company be destroy the natural palm tree though they meet, the locally palm tree, and plant the yun. We make the woman they be very, very much deplorable in terms of the life, small livelihood they get. Because when the company they pay surface rent, now more of the man them. And we na man them, we understand ourselves. When money go na man in hand, the management of family different from when money go na woman hand. When money go na woman hand, you manage and for keep the home. When money go na man in hand, can do any other. Or any other thing. So the woman be really, really suffer. So because of the company being going to liquidation, this management be happening, the company the man them back off, they're able to pay the landowners them, they're able to pay the workers them. The people them together, we civil society come together and advocate say Namati come and take the matter in the court. And the High Court of Sierra Leone being ruling and return back the land to the landowners, including all the property that they na the land where SLA be left, because they don't begin going away, they don't begin sell the property them before they pull them, wash go to court for stop them, not for sell the property them. So the High Court of Sierra Leone begin ruling and return back all the land them to the landowners they will get them, including the properties them that are not property them for sell and pay the damage and also pay the lease, the backlog they begin for pay lease agreement. But then again, another different story.
Yes, indeed, that's now other story we will go try for look into. But first, waiting the woman they be they expect from this company, then come one at the community in relation to their livelihood. Yabon Kapur Kamara, na section chief na mama section na bureka sema chief dom
subula ma suka landa suka bulo elanda ya so suka ma subula ma san che sui kan mandir
kandi kana na farm work we depend pa na that's we people in land we the land where we dey do this work pa investor come and give money and come with power so and chop chop with palm tree them where we been dey cut for produce for my them plant say you them promise we say them go come help we. After that, them begin pay small small money them to we authority them as surface rent. Them promise scholarship for we picking them. Promise business money for the woman them so them go able help them picking them. All this no happen. Them can't left we so today. Business no day. We the woman them go trust micro credits and brand. And now, some pa we copy them don't run away because they no able pay. Some then a bush the burn charcoal. Because then take debts them. Business no day again for pay. With all the promise them, nothing they no do for we. Now do don't clean. 3 corporates na 5,000 euros. I get speaking them where they go school na put loco.
So today Monday, after that I go school. All the money me dey say, that's my ball say, or you do by care.
The expectation they no happen. Woman them frustrate. Hardship they tell on them face where I go dey. Worse still. For Yambo Mwara, in a widow, a man die and he not get access again to the land where the man been get.
Moya bai ba koko o si mi ko fi mi lo landa mo ko le ni
ola ima mi mo fi mi ni le kada buda ta fo ese ni land where we depend pa no dey na we earn again. When the company and they come for harvest the palm tree them, nobody no gets mine put an eye in mouth. We no get mine for take and make per mile. If they see one grain bangana you earn, then go ask who say you pull them. No sign no day for dread. The cassava will be the help we serve. No sign no day again for planter. Now na only the one that will get swamp they do small small farm work. And after that we can buy food item for eat.
Plenty, but then story also among women them now the district, and it sounds like say solution not there yet at all for them. So I go back to the human rights activist now the chiefdom, Tijan Ayob Joki, as if they say the initial company, Sierra Leone Agriculture, sell the company back to another company. So how things sound like now? Na question we are asking.
Presently, did a new company come? We in the Sierra Organic Palm SOP. And interestingly, the same guy work out SLA, Kevin Golington, get hands into this company back.
So, waiting at the situation now for the court's ruling, where David don't give earlier, as you mentioned, it no work or waiting?
Well, the court ruling, I'm not going to say it no work, it work, because every way Namati come together with VCSOs, we don't send the people get back and then get back the land. But one thing we, you know, so most of the people are under, they know, they not to hail it to them. So the one day when I hail it, we don't trust, we don't like them politicians, and they say, we don't trust, say, that therefore don't defend them, they play double standard rule. Could you imagine land, they don't go back to landowners. And if a new company they come, then I all ball game, everything for start back fresh to the landowners. Eh? Because some interesting for no sale, then come back and go to go honorable, go to go councillors, go to go some authorities. Eh? Forget about the landowners. We not get the land. Now the company, they as I speak to you now, the company they do harvesting or the plantation, where they don't hand over to the people then. But with engagement, what we do with some landowners, them, majority of the landowners, they say, they're not aware why the company the harvest. But some few stakeholders, they say, they sign MOU. With this new company for giving 2 months for the harvest. And according to one of the chairman at the three estates, we are not calling him now, don't inform me yesterday, say, this, at the end of this October, they will stop operation, they stop the company for work because they're not going to lease agreement it, and they will only allow them for harvest because the company will not spend money for the fire belt, the company will not pay for brush the plantation with them, not be able to do. So because of that, they give them their concession, so they will harvest for 2 months. But they close October, and because of something that happened, because just last week, the company can't pay, workers then, they're not getting a point later, they can say they got nasty.
With this development in Abure Kasema County chiefdom inside Pusloko district, people them look regrets for giving land to investor them, even though the intention for every government now for encourage large scale agriculture will go benefit the people them and the country. Ali Kamara, na community teacher na the chiefdom.
The problems that now they're facing now in this now area now concerned about this agriculture project, we don't come to the place. this land where this Sierra agriculture don't can hold, based on the agreement, yes, we feel how much because people not be know before, we come to the agreement. But let's now we get problem who they affect we like, we people them, woman them now, we begin them, we don't use for, they agriculture, but they land there, them this company they hold. And the company, they not go according to the agreement who they make. They can't use we now, and even people will not get access over the land there again. And even we brought out the way they see that they take for do the work, they already pay them on time, and they not take about who safe. Secondly, some of them, where they see a permanent worker, they would be taken right there. Over 1 year, 5 months, no feedback where they don't pull up on the hook, we don't see no benefit, and they say they make nasty with them. Nasty too, we don't see no reflect on that. We brought that they just sit down without no benefit. So we now will not get access, even the products now where they pull up on the garden, not to ourselves that they process. Cow tomato car there, they load everything, they go to and they know that they go do the process, the finishing product. So now, we not get access over the over the land there. Would they feel how much? Try there, would they go there, would they brush, would they do agricultural activities, but now, you know, they exist again. So we feel how much. Then they would cry to government and other NGOs, they may they help we over them people there, that we will get total control of the land them, or may the agreement come into reality like how they may become.
Their problems are not only affect human them, but same way so, the food security in the country and the rights to food.
Well, the issue of food security and food, right to food, now human rights. So we're very much particular about the food security in the country. If company they come for can plant rice, it's good. Or cassava, we also do that. But most of them come here, they come for can plant this banga. If even make per mine, most times not for local markets, not for exports. And we know that some of the company there, they camouflage for say that they produce per mine, but they produce ethanol. We're not used to be. We're not threat to food security.
Yeah, one of the people that we are talked to also say, even within the harvest, they not get no processing industry in the place they didn't.
That ethanol and the harvest, they can't go that roof. Now they didn't go process them. So just imagine, they harvest something that somebody in your own land can't go to a foreign land. Very, very much are trending. The issue of food security, the big threat, when the land be there, the people they hand, then they harvest for themselves. Sometimes somebody in your land, they go get them 10, 15, 20 euro per mine. They go sell and buy rest, oh, pay school, even picking do things them for the. But now that the company in China, the company they harvest, they can't trailer them, boom, then can go make the line for go harvest. When a very serious challenge, a big threat of food security, because now today we see in other places today because of the fertilizer wouldn't they use on them plantation today. Someone in the plant granate, they do very well. Then they plant cucumber. But then because if you go to the Bure axis, you go see woman and the people and they utilize the space between the palm trees and the plants take granate, all that thing. But now it's not easy again. Because when the new company don't come, they're going to say you don't get right for go inside this like the plantation again. But I know them they cut you down over again. Then can walk and do anything around today. But for now it's not easy. Because if anything happened, quite recently they owe somebody from Simbek. Oh man, say go harvest the plantation. Imagine they're not going to an agreement it.
With this, Yambomwara they call the government for put hand on this problem na break as a country chiefdom inside Potsloko district.
So that young government and you
did ask the new government where don't come for EPWI. If their agreement say where this company treats we so incorrect. We no see say in right so we need help. We the woman then don't disgrace. They left today, we no get fine school them. We no get dry floor. We no get water well. We no even get toilet. Pass the local one then where we they dig and tie fence for we
say. So waiting will be the way forward for this problem between large scale investors and the community people them. Tijana Yobjoki.
Well, the way forward for the people here, we not there against for letting them not give the land to investors, but all of them have a problem now for letting them go through the right process. So they train them on negotiation skills. Then they will know value what they get. Then go down for negotiation. Now, because if you don't value it, you no invalid, you no negotiate for them. We recommendation are that let the relevant authorities, especially SLEPA, when they are the government agency, we charge with the responsibility for bringing investors to the communities. We never see SLEPA come for this company.
This is the situation from Bureka Semakonte Chiefdom. The new company still not gets any representative na the site. We make the story go continue till we get person where we go talk to. From Radio Bankasoka, John Abbas Koroma, the reports.